Music. If you look into the Webster Dictionary for music, it explains that it is a science or art of ordering tones or sounds in succession, in combination, and in temporal relationships to produce a composition having unity and continuity. If I were to write a definition of music, it would be an expression of an idea that somebody had that had transmuted into a sequence of sound-related results. In short, I love music. I have a lot of specific genres that I like, and artists within those genres as well. And when it comes to classic rock, I like Blue Oyster Cult, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Kansas, Styx, and there's a lot more that I could name. I like orchestral music with Baroque players like Bach, Stravinsky, I didn't pronounce that right, and Chopin, but you know what I mean, the guy who did the Sugar Plums, he was pretty cool. I like sea shanties, and my favorite song is the Sally Brown by the Dreadnoughts. I'm into the hippie music, so you know, the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix, and when Jimi Hendrix is strumming and telling a story, I get engaged. Needless to say, I have always loved music, because each song tells a story or just has something to say. You know, like American Pie, Hotel California, Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, I consider those pieces to be masterpieces, because they tell a story, and it can be nonsensical at times, but it is a story nevertheless. I think it just elevates my mood, and it creates energy around the listener and the room that I'm in as well. I also watch music theory videos online, and even though I don't know much about music or reading it, it's still a fun experience, and I recommend you guys trying that out. The two important lessons that music... Oh, I'm just having a day, guys. It'll be alright. The two most important lessons about music are to have a skill and to make it fun. So it doesn't matter how weird it is, because I've seen a guy use a toothpick to vibrate his guitar strings so that each song had a unique tone to it. I've seen lots of videos of people playing on buckets in the middle of the streets, and everyday objects are being used as the drum set, though my favorite videos are the ones where they fill up the glass chalices, and then they do the little circle around the rim, and then it just makes all the songs come out. I think that is awesome. My favorite instrument is the cello. It is deep. It's just commanding. It's there, you know. It has a beautiful tone to it because it's so low, you know. But it doesn't matter how strange your talents are. Use them and make it fun. Be creative. See where it goes. In the end, we all sing a different tune. And how cool would it be to hear yours? Before we leave, I have a couple of announcements. I will be pulling a tarot card in every podcast from now on. I will be discussing the meaning and how we can apply it to everyday life. And I hope it helps you and me out too, when we look at the tarot card together. I am looking into getting some interviews in the show to get some fresh opinions. Hopefully we'll get that going soon, as my friends say they have something interesting to say. Thanks for coming by today. We'll start back up on Sunday or Monday, and I'll be doing my best to keep it at 3 episodes a week, We might eventually pump it up to 4, but we'll see for now. Have a beautiful day. I love you. And of course, I'm your favorite nomad.